जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्तवृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्तवृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्तवृंद श्री चैतन्य चरितमृत Madhyalila Chapter 11, The Vedic Kirtan Pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the summary. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur summarizes the 11th chapter in his Amrita Pravaha Bhasya. When Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya tried his best to arrange a meeting between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and King Prataparudra, the Lord flatly denied his request. At this time, Sri Ramananda Rai returned from his governmental post, and he praised King Prataparudra highly in Lord Chaitanya's presence. Because of this, the Lord became a little soft. The king also made promises to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who hinted how the king might meet the Lord. During Anavasara, while Lord Jagannath was resting for 15 days, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being able to see Lord Jagannath, went to Alalanath. Later, when the devotees from Bengal came to see him, he returned to Jagannath Puri while Advaita Acharya and the other devotees were coming to Jagannath Puri, Swarup Damodar and Govinda, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's two personal assistants, went to receive all the devotees with garlands. From the roof of his palace, King Prataparudra could see all the devotees arriving. Gopinath Acharya stood on the roof with the king and, following Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's instruction, identified each and every devotee. The king discussed the devotees with Gopinath Acharya, and he mentioned that the devotees were accepting prasadam without observing the regular principles governing pilgrimages. They accepted prasadam without having shaved, and they neglected to fast in a holy place. After Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had explained to the king why the devotees had apparently violated the scriptural injunctions for visiting a place of pilgrimage, the king arranged residential quarters for all the devotees and sought their prasadam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu talked very happily with Vasudeva Datta and other devotees. Haridas Thakur also came, and due to his humble and submissive attitude, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him a nice solitary place near the temple. After this, the Lord began performing Sankirtan, dividing all the devotees into four groups. After Sankirtan, all the devotees left for their residential quarters. Madhyalila, Chapter 11, Text 1. We'll read the English and translation and purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu merged the entire world into the ocean of ecstatic love by performing his beautiful dances within the temple of Jagannath. He danced exquisitely and jumped high. Text 2. All glories to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Sri Advaita Prabhu. And all glories to all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The next day, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya requested Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give him permission to submit a statement without fear. The Lord gave the Bhattacharya assurance that he could speak without fear, but added that if his statement were suitable, he would accept it, and if it were not, he would reject it. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, "There is a king named Prataparudra Rai. He is very anxious to meet you, and he wants your permission. As soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard the proposal, he immediately covered his ears with his hands and said, "My dear Sarvabhauma, why are you requesting such an undesirable thing from me? Since I am in the renounced order, it is dangerous for me to meet a king. It is as dangerous for me to meet a king as to meet a woman. To meet either would be just like drinking poison." Translation. Great lamenting, the Lord then informed Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, "Alas, for a person who is seriously desiring to cross the material ocean and engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, without material motives, seeing a materialist engaged in sense gratification, or seeing a woman who is similarly interested, is more abominable than drinking poison willingly." Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This is a quotation from Sri Chaitanya Chandradaya Nataka. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enunciates the principles for a sannyasi renouncing the material world for spiritual advancement. Spiritual advancement is not meant for magic shows and jugglery, but for crossing the material world and being transferred to the spiritual world. Param param jigamaso means desiring to go to the other side of the material world. There is a river called Vaitarani, and on one side of this river is the material world, and on the other side is the spiritual world. Since the Vaitarani River is compared to a great ocean in his name Bhavasagra, the ocean of repeated birth and death, spiritual life aims at stopping this repetition of birth and death and entering into the spiritual world where one can live eternally cognizant and blissful. Unfortunately, the general populace does not know anything about spiritual life or the spiritual world. The spiritual world is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, 8:20, Parastas Mattu Bhavanyo Vyakto Vyaktat Sanatana Yasa Sarveshu Bhuteshu Nasyatsu Navanasyati. Yet, there is another unmanifested nature which is eternal and is transcendental to this manifested and unmanifested matter. It is supreme and is never annihilated. When all in this world is annihilated, that part remains as it is. Thus, there is a spiritual nature beyond this material world, and that spiritual nature exists eternally. Spiritual advancement means stopping material activities and entering into spiritual activities. This is the process of bhakti yoga. In the material world, the via media for sense gratification is mainly a woman. One who is seriously interested in spiritual life should strictly avoid women. A sannyasi should never see a man or a woman for material benefit. In addition, talks with materialistic men and women are also dangerous, and they are compared to drinking poison. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very strict on this point. He therefore refused to see King Prataparudra, who was naturally always engaged in political and economic affairs. The Lord even refused to see the king despite the request of a personality like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was the Lord's intimate friend and devotee. So also we should understand that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused to see the king because he was a worldly-minded person, a government agent. But for the purpose of preaching and for the purpose of serving the Lord, even Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu allowed that, what was it, hunchback woman who couldn't see the deity to climb on his shoulder, isn't it? No one knows the story. She climbed up on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's shoulders in order to get darshan of the deity. So this principle of not associating with woman or woman not associating with man is there, and one has to strictly follow. But in reference to spiritual life, if one is doing service, just like in our society, Srila Prabhupada said, the women are considered to be goddesses of fortune. And therefore, they are also engaging in this Sankirtan mission, in the pujari work Srila Prabhupada arranged, in cooking for the deity and the devotees, in doing all kinds of activities. And therefore, to associate in devotional service in order to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that should not be abused. Just one has to become, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is pointing out very careful, that that does not become materialistic association. Madhya Lila, chapter 11, text 9. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya replied, "My dear Lord, what you have said is correct, but this king is not an ordinary king. He is the great devotee and servant of Lord Jagannath." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Although it is correct that the king is a great devotee, he is still to be considered a venomous snake. Similarly, even though a woman be made of wood, one becomes agitated simply by touching her form." Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sri Chanakya Pandit has stated in his moral instructions, "Chaja Durjana Samsargam Bhaja Sadhu Samagamam." This means that one has to abandon the association of materialistic people and associate with spiritually advanced people. However qualified a materialist may be, he is no better than a venomous serpent. Or, as our temple head pujari has stated, a demon. Everyone knows that a snake is dangerous and poisonous, and when its hood is decorated with jewels, it is no less poisonous or dangerous. However qualified a materialist may be, he is no better than a snake decorated with jewels. One should therefore be careful in dealing with such materialists, just as one would be careful in dealing with a bejeweled serpent. Even though a woman be made of wood or stone, she becomes attractive when decorated. One becomes sexually agitated even by touching the form. Therefore, one should not trust his mind, which is so fickle that it can give away to enemies at any moment. The mind is always accompanied by six enemies, namely kama, krodha, mada, moha, matsarya, and bhaya. That is, lust, anger, intoxication, illusion, envy, and fear. Although the mind may be merged in spiritual consciousness, one should always be careful, very careful, in dealing with it, just as one is careful in dealing with a snake. One should never think that his mind is trained and that he can do whatever he likes. One interested in spiritual life should always engage his mind in the service of the Lord, so that the enemies of the mind, who always accompany the mind, will be subdued. If the mind is not engaged in Krishna consciousness at every moment, there is a chance that it will give way to its enemies. In this way, we become victims of the mind. Chanting the Hare Krishna mantra engages the mind at the lotus feet of Krishna constantly. Thus, the mind's enemies do not have a chance to strike. Following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's example in these verses, we should be very careful in dealing with the mind, which should not be indulged in any circumstance. Once we indulge the mind, it can create havoc in this life, even though we may be spiritually advanced. The mind is specifically agitated through the association of materialistic men and women. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through his personal behavior, warns everyone to avoid meeting a materialistic person or a woman. Srila Bhakti Sananta Saraswati Thakur has said that one should beat the mind 100 times in the morning with sticks and chant the while chanting the Maha Mantra. And at night, sweep the mind 100 times, isn't it? In the morning, not that the mind can go anywhere, and it's okay, I'm a pure devotee, I'm in the bhav. No, one has to beat the mind 100 times with a stick. And in the evening, one has to sweep out the mind 100 times with a broom. This is our process of meditation. It's the process that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta and the predecessor Acharyas and our Srila Prabhupada have given us. Also, sometimes I think devotees ask Srila Prabhupada, that Prabhupada, but we associate with materialistic persons when we go on Sankirtan, when we go out into the public, give everyone a book, try to get them to look. This is what we do. And Prabhupada said, that's all right. They're snakes. You just have to learn how to charm the snake. That's what Srila Prabhupada said. We're not trying to be too condescending or mean-spirited. This is the words of our Guru Maharaj. Of course, we don't act like, oh, we're charming you, you're a snake, and I'm going to charm you. No, but the philosophy is, yes, they are snakes. Here it says in Madhya Lila, but one has to learn the art of first being charmed oneself so that we, our snake-like caricature, our snake-like tendency does not come out. Then we can cultivate other snakes by charming them with Srila Prabhupada's books, chanting Harinam and Krishna Prasad. Text 11. Just as one is immediately frightened upon seeing a live serpent, or even the form of a certain serpent, one endeavoring for self-realization should similarly fear a materialistic person and a woman. Indeed, he should not even glance at their bodily features. Purport. This is a quotation from Sri Chaitanya Chandradoya Nataka 824. When Prabhupada says woman, it's not that we should be thinking that Prabhupada means that only women are evil. For women, it means man. They are evil. And for man, it's woman. Nowadays, it's man means man. And everybody, woman means woman. So therefore, one has to avoid the association of materialistic persons and associate with the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. Translation. But Acharya, if you continue to speak like this, you will never see me here again. Therefore, you should never let such a request come from your mouth. Being afraid, Sarvabhauma returned home and began to meditate on the matter. At this time, Maharaj Prataparudra arrived at Jagannath Puri, Purushottama, and accompanied by his secretaries, ministers, and military officers, went to visit the temple of Lord Jagannath. Purport. It appears that Maharaj Prataparudra used to live at Cuttaka, his capital. Later, he shifted his capital to Khurda, a few miles from Jagannath Puri. Presently, there is a railway station there called Khurda Road. When King Prataparudra returned to Jagannath Puri, Ramananda Roy came with him. Ramananda Roy immediately went to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with great pleasure. Purport. All Indian kings are given titles. Sometimes they are known as Chhatrapati, sometimes as Narapati, sometimes as Ashwapati, and so on. The king of Orissa is addressed as Gajapati. Translation. Upon meeting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramananda Rai offered his obeisances. The Lord embraced him, and both of them began to cry, in the greatest ecstasy of love. Sing Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's intimate dealings with Sri Ramananda Rai. All the devotees there were astonished. Ramananda Rai said, I duly inform King Prataparudra of your order for me to retire from service. By your grace, the king was pleased to relieve me of these material activities. Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested Ramananda Rai to retire from his governorship. And according to Lord's desire, Ramananda Rai petitioned the king. The king was very pleased to give him relief, and thus Ramananda Rai retired from service and received a pension from the government. Madhya Lila text, chapter 11, text 19. I said, Your Majesty, I am now not willing to engage in political activities. I desire only to stay at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kindly give me permission. When I submitted this proposal, the king immediately became very pleased upon hearing your name. Indeed, he instantly rose from his throne and embraced me. My dear Lord, as soon as the king heard your holy name, he was immediately overwhelmed by great ecstatic love. Catching my hand, he displayed all the symptoms of love. As soon as he heard my petition, he immediately granted me a pension without reductions. Thus the king granted me a full salary as a pension and requested me to engage without anxiety in the service of your lotus feet. Then Maharaj Prataparudra very humbly said, I am most fallen and abominable, and I am unfit to receive an interview with the Lord. One's life is successful if one engages in his service. The king then said, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda. He is very merciful, and I hope that in a future birth, he will allow me an interview. My Lord, I don't think that there is even a fraction of Maharaj Prataparudra's loving ecstasy in me. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, My dear Ramananda Rai, you are the foremost of all the devotees of Krishna. Therefore, whoever loves you is certainly a very fortunate person. Translation, because the king has shown so much love for you, Lord Krishna will certainly accept him. Purport. King Prataparudra requested an interview with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through the Bhattacharya, who duly submitted the request. The Lord, however, immediately refused his interview. Now, when Ramananda Rai informed the Lord how eager the king was to see him, the Lord was immediately pleased. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested Ramananda Rai to retire from his government post and come to Sri Purushottama Kshetra, Jagannath Puri, to live with him. When this proposal was submitted to King Prataparudra, he immediately accepted it and also encouraged Ramananda Rai by allowing him a full pension. This was very much appreciated by the Lord, and this confirms the fact that the Lord is more pleased when one serves the servant of the Lord. In ordinary parlance, it is said, if you love me, love my dog. To approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one has to go through his confidential servant. This is the method. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu clearly says, because the king loves you, Ramananda Rai, he is very fortunate. Krishna will certainly accept him due to his love for you. Translation, Lord Krishna told Arjuna, those who are my direct devotees are actually not my devotees, but those who are the devotees of my servant are factually my devotees. Purport, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quotes this verse from the Adi Purana. The verse is also included in the Lagu Bhagavatamrita. Translation, my devotees take great care and respect in rendering me service. They offer obeisances to me with their bodily limbs. They worship other devotees and find all living entities related to me. For me, they engage the entire energy of their bodies. They engage the power of speech in the glorification of my qualities and form. They also dedicate their minds unto me, and they try to give up all kinds of material desires. Thus, my devotees are characterized. Purport. These two verses are quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam 11:19-21-22. They were spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Krishna was answering Uddhava's inquiry about devotional service. Translation. Lord Shiva told the goddess Durga, "My dear Devi, although the Vedas recommend worship of the demigods, the worship of Lord Vishnu is topmost. However, above the worship of Lord Vishnu is rendering of service to Vaishnavas who are related to Lord Vishnu." Purport. The Vedas are divided into three divisions, Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda, and Upasana Kanda. These are activities dealing with fruit of work, empiric philosophical speculation, and worship. There are recommendations in the Vedas for the worship of various demigods as well as Lord Vishnu. In this quotation from the Padma Purana, Lord Shiva answers a question posed to him by Goddess Durga. This verse is also included in the Lagu Bhagavatamrita by Srila Rupa Goswami. The words Vishnur Araranam refer to the worship of Lord Vishnu or Krishna. Thus, the supreme form of worship is the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. It is further concluded that the worshiper of Lord Vishnu renders better service by worshiping the devotee of Lord Krishna. There are different types of devotee, those in Chantaras, Dasyaras, Sakyaras, Vatsalyaras, and Madhuryaras. Although all the rasas are on the transcendental platform, Madhuryaras is the supreme transcendental mellow. Consequently, it is concluded that the worship of devotees engaged in the Lord's service in Madhuryaras is the supreme spiritual activity. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers mainly worship Lord Krishna in Madhuryaras. Other Vaishnavacharyas recommend worship up to Vatsalyaras. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami and his Vidagdha Madhava describes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult as supreme. Anarpita charim chirat karunaya vatirna kalau samarpayitum unnoto jvala rasam swabhakti shriyam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this age of Kali to exhibit the super excellence of Madhurya Ras, a gift never previously bestowed by any acharya or incarnation. Consequently, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is accepted as the most magnanimous incarnation. It is he only who distributed love of Krishna while exhibiting the super excellence of loving Krishna in the conjugal rasa. If we could go back to the beginning of the purport and everyone recite this verse together, we should learn. You got that? Just this. Yeah. Araranam sarvesham. Vishnu araranam param. Tasmat parataram devi. Taitriyanam samarchanam. Aradhananam sarvesham Vishnur araranam param Tasmat parataram devi Tadiyanam samarchanam Aradhananam sarvesham Vishnur araranam param Tasmat parataram devi tadiyanam samarchanam. Next text. Translation. Those whose austerity is meager can hardly obtain the service of pure devotees, progressing on the path back to the kingdom of Godhead, the Vaikunthas. Pure devotees engage 100% in glorifying the Supreme Lord, who is the Lord of the demigods and the controller of all living entities. Purport. This verse is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam. It was spoken by Vidura in his conversation with Maitreya Rishi, a great devotee of the Lord. Translation. Paramananda Puri, Brahmananda Bharati Goswami, Srup Damodar Goswami, Lord Nityananda, Jagadananda, Mukunda, and others were present before the Lord at that time. Translation. Sri Ramananda Roy therefore offered his obeisances to all the Lord's devotees, in particular to the four spiritual masters. Thus Ramananda Roy suitably met all the devotees. Purport. The four spiritual masters referred to in this verse are Paramananda Puri, Brahmananda Bharati, Swarup Damodar, and Lord Nityananda. Translation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu next asked Ramananda Roy, "Have you already visited the temple of the lotus-eyed Lord Jagannath?" Ramananda Roy replied, "I shall now go visit the temple." Translation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "What have you done, my dear Roy? Why did you not first see Lord Jagannath and then come here? Why have you come here first?" Ramananda Roy said, "The legs are like the chariot and the heart is like the charioteer. Wherever the heart takes the living entity is obliged to go." Purport. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord explains, "Ishvara sarvabhutanam radeshe arjuna tistati. Brahmayan sarvabhutani yantrarudani mayaya." The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of material energy. Thus, the living entity wanders within the universe, riding upon a chariot, the body, bestowed by material nature. A similar explanation is given in the Katha Upanishad. Atmanam ratinam vidhi sariram, ratam eva tu, buddhim tu, saratam vidhi mana, pragraham eva cha, indriyani hayanahur visayam stesu, gocharan, atmendriya manoyuktam bhokteti ahur manisinaha. Here it is said that the living entity is the passenger riding in the chariot of the body, which is offered by material nature. The intelligence is the charioteer. The mind constitutes the reins, controlling the senses, and the senses are the horses. Thus, the living entity is the false enjoyer of the material world. One who is advanced in Krishna consciousness can control the mind and intelligence and this way reign in the horses, the senses, even though they are very powerful. One who can control the senses by his mind and intelligence can very easily approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead or Vishnu, who is the ultimate goal of life. Tad Vishnu paramam padam sarapasyanti surayaha. Those who are actually advanced approach Lord Vishnu, their ultimate goal. Such people are never captivated by Lord Vishnu's external energy, the material world. And actually the best way to control the mind, Srila Prabhupada says, is to keep it constantly engaged in devotional service. When the temple authorities ask one to engage in a particular type of service, especially now, we have so much work to put on the Rath Yatra festival at Venice Beach and here at the temple, we should say, Jai Prabhu. We are what they call in the material world, yes men. But we don't call it yes men. We call it Jai Prabhus. Anything the temple president, Jai Prabhu. Before he asks, we should be walking around Jai Prabhu. A good son, number one son, does something before the father even asks. Of course, don't do something from your mind, because it might not be what the temple president desires. But at least we should become, all of us, at least this week, Jai Prabhus. Everyone in favor? Jai. Okay. All opposed? No. Translation. Sri Ramananda Rai continued, "What shall I do? My mind has brought me here. I cannot consider going first to Lord Jagannath's temple." Translation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised, "Immediately go to Lord Jagannath's temple to see the Lord. Then go home and meet your family members." Having received Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's permission, Ramananda Rai hastily went to the temple of Lord Jagannath. Who can understand the devotional service of Rai Ramananda? When King Pratap Rudra returned to Jagannath Puri, he called for Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. When the Bhattacharya went to see the king offered him respects and made the following inquiries. The king asked, "Have you submitted my petition to the Lord?" Sarvabhauma replied, "Yes. With much endeavor, I have tried my best. Yet, despite my great endeavor, the Lord would not agree to see a king. Indeed, he said that if he were asked again, he would quit Jagannath Puri and go elsewhere." Hearing this, the king became very unhappy and, greatly lamenting, began to speak as follows. The king said, "Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has descended just to deliver all kinds of sinful, low-born persons. Consequently, he has delivered sinners like Jagai and Madai. Alas, has Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu incarnated to deliver all kinds of sinners, with the exception of a king named Maharaj Prataparudra?" Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is thus described by Narottam Das Thakur. "Patita pavana hetu tavai avatar, mosama patita prabhu na paibe ar." If Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended to reclaim sinners, then one who is the most sinful and lowborn is the Lord's, is the first candidate for the Lord's consideration. Maharaj Prataparudra considered himself a most fallen soul because he had to deal with material things constantly, enjoy material profits. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's business was the deliverance of the most fallen. How then could he reject the king? The more fallen a person is, the more he has the right to be delivered by the Lord, provided, of course, he surrenders unto the Lord. Maharaj Prataparudra was a fully surrendered soul. Therefore, the Lord could not refuse him on the grounds that he was a worldly, pounds, shilling man. Translation. Alas, has Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met his advent, deciding that he will deliver all others with the exception of me? He bestows his merciful glance upon many lower class men who are usually not even to be seen. This verse is found in Sri Chaitanya Chandradoya Nataka. Translation. Maharaj Prataparudra continued, "If Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is determined not to see me, then I am determined to give up my life if I do not see him." Purport. A devotee with Maharaj Prataparudra's termination will certainly be victorious in advancing in Krishna consciousness. Sri Krishna confirms this in Bhagavad Gita. Satatam kirtiyanto mam yatantas cha dridhavrata namasyantas cha mam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. Always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me, these great souls perpetually worship me with the devotion. These are the symptoms of a Mahatma engaged in the Lord's service in full Krishna consciousness. Thus, Maharaj Prataparudra's determination is very much exalted and is called Dridhavrata. Because of this determination, he was finally able to receive Lord Chaitanya's direct mercy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai! Jagannath Swami ki jai! Gaur Premananda Hari Bol. Any questions? All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. To be continued.
Thank you for your wonderful vision. Thank you for your mercy.
What happened?
And
you want a
garland.
You just want a garland. That's all you want.
You always appreciate it. How many microphones on that stage of the small stage?
Oh, there's eight.
Eight microphones.
Yeah, but they have to just go on and get situated quick because they can't take
that
half hour.
That's what I'm telling you. And
yeah.
I'll tell you.
5 minutes.
I'm telling you, they're different from how they were when I recommended them, but they're going to pull it off. But
yeah, I'll be there, so I will show them. Go.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I got to put Loke up there chanting, you're going to like it.
They'll get there.
And whoever's on stage, tell them before from 12 to 1. I think it's going to be
Buzzers.
Sharp. No. No.
Oh, Gangarva.
Who says Buzzer?
I thought you told me that Buzzer was
nurse. No, absolutely not.
Oh, I had no idea.
You didn't put anything down, did you?
No.
You didn't tell Buzzer, did you? Untell him if you did. 12 to 1 is Gandharvas, they go on. No matter what's happening, get Gandharvas off. If I'm not there.
Okay, yeah.
Chances are.
I'm going to get there before 1.
Yeah, I'll be there.
All right. I don't think I told Vasu.
You better call him up and tell him.
Okay.
That was your view, not me.
I may have said something like that Gita Chakori's are after me. But I don't remember. Well, I'm glad we talked. You can tell them that.